Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin yang, come along.
I wouldn't go out there and extol the miracle of the Biden economy. It just drives me crazy when he does that.
And prices, although inflation is moderated, prices are still high. Price of gasoline is still high. Other prices are still high, and people feel that pinch.
Sometimes when these debates happen, I feel like it's the early 2000s, and I'm talking to some people who think that we can just have landline phones forever.
The clock is ticking.
Believe it or not, only 207 days left till you get to vote.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
From coast to coast. From border to border. From sea to shining sea. Sean Hannity is on.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll free. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Well, a lot going on in Washington, D.C. One is whether the U.S. Senate will, in fact, shut down and all business come to a screeching halt, because next week they're going to receive articles of impeachment as it relates to the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who was impeached in the House, and Republicans are vowing that no, they have a constitutional obligation to actually take up the issue of Mayorkas. Although at the end of the day, I would blame the open border crisis that has been created entirely on Joe Biden himself. But we're going to get to that. But we welcome back first to the program. We got a lot to talk about regarding, well, H5N1. Avian flu is now causing major outbreaks among poultry and now beef and now even, I guess, some birds and I don't know what other animals exist. The disgusting, dirty, filthy pigeons in New York City. But Rand Paul, Senator of Kentucky, joins us. By the way, his book, if you haven't read it, you need to. Deception, the Great COVID Cover-Up. You can get it on Amazon.com. We have a link up on Hannity.com as well. Sir, welcome back.
Well, thanks a lot, Sean. I'm glad you're not holding anything back on the pigeons. I'm all in on the dirty, filthy pigeons.
They are dirty. They are filthy. They're disgusting. I don't know. Do you ever see the movie Home Alone or Home Alone 2? One of the Home Alones. And there's the scene, the pigeon lady, and she feeds the pigeons all day, and they're like, you know, sitting on her, and they go on her arms and her hat and her head, and they're all pooping all over her. I'm like, man, who would ever want that? They are pretty filthy. I can tell you from my real life experience when I was foolish enough to live in that state.
Yeah, you know, just add in Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, and you got me.
By the way, that brings back memories. You're right. Before I get to all of the stuff that we have to talk about today, I'm reading all of these predictions, and some people already are in full panic mode because of what's gone on with the H5N1, you know, flu virus that has been showing outbreaks among poultry and other mammals in 48 states. Over 85 million poultry now have been affected. It's obviously highly contagious among domestic poultry, and it can spread through an entire flock within a matter of days. And now apparently it's crossed over into mammals as well, and cow herds. I'm not an expert on it, but I'm reading it. And one guy, I was reading what he was saying about it. Well, if human beings get it, it's going to be 100 times worse than COVID. And I'm like, okay, slow down. Can we please take a breath before we start going to, you know, full panic mode? What's your reaction? What is your medical background as a medical doctor tell you?
Well, the avian flu was one of the first flus that they did take into the lab and try to aerosolize it and make it more contagious to mammals. This was done by a guy named Ron Foucher, Foucher, in 2010. This started the debate between Anthony Fauci, who wants to let it rip and let them do whatever they want, and then a bunch of sane-minded scientists who said we shouldn't be doing this. So avian flu is very, very contagious among avians, chickens, birds, etc. It's very deadly in humans and already does infect humans. It's about 50% lethal if it gets into a human. The good news is that it doesn't transmit well from human to human. And this is also why we believe COVID was manipulated, because if it were an animal virus, it wouldn't have been so infectious among humans. But avian flu, unless it's manipulated in the lab, has not been a big risk to us. And so the big risk here is, are some knuckleheads in China in the Wuhan lab manipulating it? Are we doing it in our country? And see, we can't even get the non-classified stuff we do in our country, much less what we're doing classified. So we need to get to the bottom of this. I should know, and the public should know, are we experimenting with avian flu in our country? And because of Anthony Fauci's position in support of this, we could be, for all I know. And they won't give me the information. But right now, the experiments have been done. But for the most part, I think what's being transmitted is natural avian flu, and it just doesn't infect humans well. When it does, it's very lethal.
In your book, you go into great specificity and detail about American tax dollars funding the NIH, NIH money going to the Eco Health Alliance, the Eco Health Alliance knowingly giving money to the Wuhan Virology Lab, where everybody knew the gain-of-function research and coronavirus research was going on. Now you're investigating secret trips that you believe Dr. Fauci made to the CIA before the COVID-19 outbreak, and you're investigating, quote, off-the-books meetings that Fauci had with the CIA. That you've also have stories, rumors, and innuendo that Fauci was a frequent visitor of the off the books at the CIA. Okay, and you have a whistleblower involved in this. What are we looking at here? I mean, is this way bigger than anybody ever thought?
Perhaps. And, you know, they're guarding these secrets like the palace secrets. But our informant or whistleblower from the CIA says that they ask the scientists at the CIA, the same way they did the FBI and the Department of Energy, they ask them, did this come from a lab or does the evidence say it came from animals? He tells us that the vote was 6-1, that the scientists voted 6-1 that the virus originated in a lab and was manipulated in a lab. They were then overturned by superiors. Where Anthony Fauci enters into it is, we need to know which days he visited and who he met with and whether he met with these superiors. We do know that when an inspector general looked into the CIA analyst, they were found to be looking at anything to do with China, and downgrading that information if it implicated China in anything, because they saw Donald Trump as blaming the virus on China. He called it the Wuhan virus because, of course, it started in Wuhan, of all places. But they were.
Would that be like calling the German measles the German measles?
Yeah. But anyway, they went on to, determine that. But then they said, well, we're going to downgrade information that indicates in that way because we hate Donald Trump so much and he hates the Chinese and it's bad to hate the Chinese, et cetera. So they were basically skewing, another word would be lying, and changing their analysis. And the Inspector General faulted them for this. It is still my belief that that's what happened. The scientists voted at the CIA to say it came from the lab. They were overruled by...
I want you to explain this because I think you're going through this maybe a little too quickly, because you have a whistleblower from the CIA saying that the scientific committee that they commissioned to look into the origins of the virus, they voted 6-1 that it came from the Wuhan lab. And then you could take it to the next level, which is they were overruled by superiors at the CIA, people that weren't looking into it.
And the reason we know this is from the whistleblower, but the whistleblower also says it was a dispute. So the scientists that voted 6-1 disputed their superior's decision. And so an omnibusman, which I guess is like a traffic cop or a referee, came involved. And there was an official complaint by the scientists saying, hey, we've been overruled, but we don't understand why. Is this politics? And the ombudsman ultimately sided with the superiors. But my question is, was Fauci meeting with those superiors? Does Fauci meet with the CIA director? We know that after 9/11, Fauci's budget grew exponentially as he became more involved with bioweapons. So we think there's a lot going on in the classified area, but we can't even get them to give us the non-classified area. We can't get them to give us the argumentation for why the research in Wuhan was classified by Anthony Fauci as not being gain of function, even though that research led to, basically the release of a pandemic. He still maintains that's not gain of function. And that, to me, is just an out-and-out lie.
All right. So we go through all of this. Why would they not keep a record? Now, I've been to Langley twice in my life. I assume you've been there. And by the way, when you go there, you feel like you're walking right into the set of a Jason Bourne movie. But you've been there. And it's actually cool, but it's also sad because you see, the names of people that have given their lives for their country. And I spent quite a bit of time looking at that on one of the occasions when I was there. And so my question to you is, why would they have any involvement in this at all? And why would they think they should be overruling the scientific committee? And why would the meetings with Dr. Fauci not be on the record? I'm sure there's a record of the two interviews that I did with people at the CIA.
See, there has to be a public accounting of this. And there is a House committee looking at this. These are some of the questions they need to be asking of Anthony Fauci. How many trips did you make? Are you recorded and checked in as a visitor? Did you discuss the scientific vote that was a vote? And did you know that initially the vote was 6-1, that this came from the Wuhan lab? I think he knows all of that from the very beginning, from February 1st, maybe January 31st of 2020. The information was coming in, all indicated that this came from a lab. They knew early on. They knew they had funded it, and they knew it in all likelihood came from the lab, but they early on changed people's position and began writing letters and began writing inflammatory articles. Francis Collins is sending notes to Anthony Fauci saying, take these guys down. These epidemiologists, Martin Kulldor from Harvard, are saying, take him down, ruin his reputation, trash him wherever you can. These are the leading scientists for the government. Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins, who want to wear halos around as if they're always trying to help people, they were in private trying to trash people that they disagreed with, but they're also trying to promote a theory where they would escape blame for the pandemic. They wanted to promote a theory that came from animals, and everything.
Well, that's what I'm going to say. The wet market argument you're just saying was a flat-out lie, that they knew it was a flat-out lie.
Yeah, and the reason it's a lie is because when a virus comes about in the very beginning, it tries many times to infect humans. So it might infect 100 humans until it finds a human where it accidentally mutates in that human to become more infectious to other humans. The first 99 times it doesn't spread. because it hasn't mutated enough. So what you have is many different genetic strains in the very beginning of a virus that comes from animals, and it's not very infectious. And over a year or two, it'll gradually become more. This one began with one single lineage, and so it had homogeneity. It seemed to be one lineage, one kind of genetic character. And because of that, people look at that and say, well, wow, that means it came from a single source, like a lab. If it came from animals, the people who handled the animals have antibodies to the virus more than the general public. That's what happened in 2003, but it didn't happen this time. In 2003, they found an animal. They found a civet cat, and they had signs of the virus more so than any other animals. They didn't find any of this time. There's no evidence pointing towards a natural spread, but I can give you probably two dozen points that argue for a laboratory origin.
Quick break, more with Senator Rand Paul on the other side. His book, Deception, The Great COVID Cover-Up, Hannity.com, Amazon.com, and bookstores around the country.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we continue with Kentucky Senator, medical doctor Rand Paul is with us. His book is Deception, The Great COVID Cover-Up. Let me ask you and change gears here and ask you the question about whether or not you'll be joining the likes of Ted Cruz and Mike Lee on the issue next week when the House brings over articles of impeachment to the U.S. Senate and bring all business to a halt unless they take it up.
Yeah, without question, when an impeachment comes over from the House with a majority of people voting for it, it should be treated with seriousness. You know, the Democrats abused this in the last process, and they made the process more frivolous. But it should be treated with seriousness, and there should be a trial. There should be everyone sworn in, and we should hear the arguments on both sides of this. My understanding is that Schumer is going to just try to vote to dismiss it with no argumentation, no debate on either side. I think that's wrong, and I think that that's a big mistake for him to try to do that.
Do you think there are enough Republicans to stop it?
Well, you can't stop them from dismissing it. They have a majority of the votes, so they'll get that. But 41 senators can bring the Senate to a halt indefinitely. And this is the problem, and people don't realize this. I complain about this all the time with spending and budget. We have the majority in the House, and we have 41 in the Senate. That is enough to negotiate spending cuts and have the power of the purse. We don't do any of it. 41 of us can stop any legislation. No legislation can go through without 41 Republicans if we all oppose it. The problem is 5 to 10, 15 on a good day, and we've got 30 to 35 that will vote with McConnell for whatever he wants to push through. More spending, more debt, more money for Ukraine. McConnell will get it through, and that's sort of the problem. But there are fighters. Mike Lee among them is one of the best. And so we've got to have more of us standing up and say enough's enough. We're not going to let you do anything unless there's a discussion. They should have to talk to every bill. Every bill should be a negotiated settlement with us, and almost none of the bills are.
It's sad. And you know what? You're right. We should be balancing our budget. We should be securing our borders, and we should use the power and every legislative tool available and every process available to stop whatever they're going to try and do otherwise. Rand Paul, anyway, I remind people that your book is phenomenal and you need to get a copy of it. It's called Deception, The Great COVID Cover-Up. It's on Amazon.com. We have a link on Hannity.com. Sir, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Sean.
I know the world is obsessed to talk about, and I guess in many ways relitigate the O.J. Simpson case. And it did captivate the nation, and it captivated me at the time. And we talked at length about it, and I've had a chance to interview many of the players involved in it over the years. And we'll do some of it on Hannity tonight. But this is the moment when O.J. Simpson was found not guilty.
All right, Mr. Simpson, would you please stand and face the jury? Mrs. Robertson.
Superior Court of California, County of Los Angeles, in the matter of the people of the state of California versus Orenthal James Simpson, case number BA097211. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the information. Superior Court of the State of California, County of Los Angeles, in the matter of the people of the State of California versus Orenthal James Simpson. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Ronald Lyle Goldman, a human being, as charged in count two of the information. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, further find the special circumstance that the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, has in this case been convicted of at least one crime of murder of the first degree and one or more crimes of murder of the first or second degree to be not true. Signed this second day of October 1995, juror 230. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, is this your verdict? So say you won, so say you all.
Yeah. All right, counsel, Mr. Simpson, would you be seated, please?
Now, do I think that this was a case of jury nullification, as many others suspected? Yeah, I kind of do believe that. And do I think that the evidence was pretty overwhelming? And frankly, what do you say? Incontrovertible evidence. I just think it was there. But there are still people to this day. And we have Leo 2.0 Terrell on. Leo was friends with OJ back in the day. Linda, you probably don't know this. Many of the reasons that Leo 1.0 would rip out his earpiece and rip off his microphone and walk off the set of my show is because of me asking him, how's your friend OJ doing? Is he looking for the real killers on the golf course today? And he don't go there. Don't go there. And I'm like, no.
That's how he started coming on your show?
Oh, there are more instances. And I remember both you and him colluded against me. And we had a vote on Hannity.com.
This is a fake news story and a strange pivot. You need to accept the fact that you lost.
Okay, but a part of it was whether I should remind people of these moments when Leo 1.0 would rip off his microphone, rip out his earpiece, and just walk off the show and we'd be showing an empty chair.
But I remember those instances, and obviously I've been here a long time, so I've seen a lot of them and booked him when he's hung up on the radio show and all the things. I mean, he doesn't do that anymore, obviously. But that the first time he was on your show was because of OJ? That's when he started coming on?
I don't remember if it was because of that, but OJ happened, he was on a lot. He was a friend of us. But I could never get him to answer the question whether or not he thought that OJ was guilty. Now, he just happens to be booked on Hannity tonight. Also, Alan Dershowitz was part of the defense team. Remember Bob Shapiro?
I do. Let's remember see. That. Yeah.
Effley Bailey was on it. That's why Rush used to call the great one Effley Levin. Then you had Johnny Cochran. I mean, both Bailey and Cochran, you know, they both have passed away. And now today, OJ passes away. Has my opinion on the case changed? No. Do I believe he was guilty? Yes. Do I think what happened to him in Vegas was overkill to basically punish him for this issue? Yes, I really believe that too. But, you know, the ultimate jury verdict has now been rendered, and that's in the afterlife. All right, let's get to our phones. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Let us say hi to Scott in California. Scott, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
Hey, thanks, Sean, for taking my call, and thank you for helping Donald Trump get elected in 2016, sir.
Well, I don't know. I try to do my best. I'm very outspoken about where I stand. I don't hide my opinions. And the rest of the media mob calls themselves journalists, and they're liberal, leftist, radical talk show hosts on the left. But, you know, we're pretty honest and upfront here.
I appreciate you. But I've been following Donald Trump since The Apprentice, and I've also been following Carrie Lake in 2020. And there's only one person that knows who his VP is going to be. And I hope he's listening. Kerry Lake 100% should be his VP because we got to win in 2028. She's presidential. She's high energy. They work good together. She connects with the audience. She connects with the voters. She knows how to handle the media. And I think that there is no other choice for me. She needs to be on the ticket.
Look, everybody has very, very passionate feelings about who they're selecting. Now, she's running for the Senate, and I would argue that probably she would better serve the people of Arizona in that position now, and whatever other maybe political ambition she has down the road can come out and give her an opportunity to get some political seasoning in that sense. But, you know, I hope she wins out in Arizona. I am not freaking out like everybody else over this decision on abortion by the Arizona Supreme Court. Later in the program today, we'll talk to the former AG of Arizona, and that's Brnovich. And as long as Republicans and Democrats, you know, create some consensus, I think they will resolve this issue of this, you know, Civil War era law that they have now reinstituted in Arizona, and that everybody's panic is going to have been for nothing. But that's my guess. We'll see. Yes, it takes time. I would say probably by sometime next week it'll be resolved. I'll ask your former attorney general later. Anyway, appreciate the call. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. I did love this part. I meant to play this earlier. Over at Liberal Joe, Mika Brzezinski just, you know, the report of high inflation numbers. Yeah, after Clyburn warned of, as Clyburn was in the, at the point of saying, this is all disinformation, none of this is true. Hang on, we've got some breaking news. And yeah, oh, the new inflation numbers have come out for March, and uh-oh, it's up 3.5% from last year, year over year. Whoopsie daisy, listen to this.
So what we've got to do is make sure that people see the policies of the Biden administration, how they affect their everyday lives, and get them to see in his policies that which is real. Not what they may hear on social media. One of the focus group people talked about social media and the misrepresentation, disinformation. All of those things are out there, and that's the battle that we have to fight, and we've got to do a better job of fighting it more effectively.
So I'll validate that. I think the disinformation out there is distorting the entire process. I think social media doesn't help, but there's also a lack of validation that these voters feel. And I'm going to bring in Andrew Ross Sorkin right now because we just got breaking news. The consumer price index increased at a faster than expected pace last month, a signal that inflation remains stubbornly high.
All right. You just can't make that up. Not a great moment for James Clyburn of South Carolina. All right, quick break. Right back to our phones. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. All right, back to our busy phones. 800-941-SHAWN is our toll-free telephone number. Let us say hi to Amy is in the not-so-free state of New York. Amy, how are you? Glad you called.
Hi, Sean. Thank you very much for taking my call. I really miss you in New York. We've gone to the studio on many occasions to see you.
Oh, did you have a fun time when we're doing the audience shows up there?
Oh, I loved it. I have so many footballs. It's unbelievable.
We had a good time throwing around the footballs. Well, yes. Maybe I'll come back and do just one show. Maybe, you know, I want to, but I've got like an army of accountants and lawyers telling me that I should be up in New York as little as possible throughout the entire year and definitely not on work days. That's what they tell me. But they also told me for years that I should, no matter what, I whatever you do, don't die in New York. I'm like, okay, I'm going to talk to God about that. And it looks like God's winning. Thank God. He heard my prayer.
Yes. Sean, I'm calling today because I'm very upset with Mr. Biden about the student loan forgiveness program that he's pushing. The Supreme Court vetoed that. he's continuing his campaign on that. I don't understand why he wants to put another debit of $500 billion on the American people.
I'll tell you why. He's losing his entire base, and every poll is showing up. The coalition that represents the Democratic Party base is African Americans, Hispanic Americans, suburban women, young people. And this is his way of saying to young people, vote for me. I'll give you all your money for college and graduate school for free. And I'll take it from all these other Americans, including people that work hard in the trades that didn't go to college. I'm going to take their money and they'll pay for your graduate degree so you can teach sociology and indoctrinate kids at colleges around the country. It makes no sense. To me, it's nothing but a vote buying scheme on his part in an election year.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and a lawless one at that by defying the Supreme Court.
Right. My son was at college age, and we said to him, if you go to a state school, we will pay full tuition, because my husband and I, we work very hard. And I said, we will pay for your tuition. If you choose to go to out-of-state college, you will then have to take a loan for the remaining balance. And once you sign on the dotted line for a loan, it's your responsibility and only your responsibility to pay this loan back.
That's the way it should be. I mean, why we've gotten to a mindset that we think that we are entitled for other people to pay back our loans. Look, I never finished college. And when I went to college, every credit I ever had and took, and I went to three different places over the course of the years, and I stopped going to different colleges at times simply because I ran out of money. I did take out one student loan, and for 10 years, I paid back $58.05 for every month of those 10 years. I paid it all back by myself. In the early years, I really didn't have the extra money to pay, but I had to pay it. So I found a way, just like I found a way to pay for my rent. I never asked my parents for a penny, and I was financially independent pretty much since I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I think it was overall a great experience for me. I think it made me stronger, tougher. I think it made me more independent, more resourceful. And, you know, like there are certain things that I could give my kids that I said, like, no, I'm not giving you that. No, if you want to go earn it. No, I mean, my daughter asked for something the other day, and I'm pretty lenient with my kids and probably a little, you know, at times maybe spoil them a little more than I should. And I said, sweetheart, I love you. No, absolutely not. And she goes, but dad. And I'm like, no, but dad. If you want it bad enough, go work hard and you'll earn your way. And, you know, she understood. My son understands. Anyway, appreciate the good call. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.